This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to look at dry cow therapy and strategies. And certainly, this is an important time, and this is presented by a Professor Schultz from the University of Helsinki in Finland. Dry period is important on dairy farms because it allows the mammary gland to regenerate. It literally dries off. We can then treat cows for mastitis, and we got to be well aware that this is a very vulnerable time for new infections in the mammary gland as well. The optimal length of dry period is 45 to 60 days. When it's less than 30 days, you will get less milk production from these cows. Over 60 days, these cows may be exposed to excessive body weight gain and metabolic disorders as well. If we look at the dry period, there are three phases, Bill. The first one is we call active involution. This takes 2 or 3 weeks, and this is one of the risk time periods, especially if the teat end does not seal properly as well. During the active involution, there's a decrease in DNA, and the mammary gland actually shrinks in size. We then have time we call steady state of the mammary gland. This is a time for the natural defense of the cow to kick in and probably cure risks of mastitis in the mammary gland. And then we have 1 or 2 weeks needed in the colostrogenesis phase, and that is when we develop colostrum in the cow, and that's another risk period as well for a mastitis and udder health for the dairy cow. Certainly, there are challenges during the dry period. First of all, a maximum of fetal growth occurs as well. There's hormonal changes that occur in the cow during this time period. The udder goes through a massive change in involution and then regenerations as well. We also have social changes with these cows where they're located, and there are, of course, dietary stresses. In some parts of the United States, dry cows are exposed to heat stress, and that is another factor. Professor Schultz talked about several strategies here. First of all, one approach is to abruptly dry off the cow, simply stop milking the cow. This is usually successful if milk yield is under 45 to 30 pounds of milk yearly as well. However, the researchers say gradual would be more conducive, but that's hard to do on many farms depending on the milking systems and grouping situations on the farm. Certainly, teat end closing is a key factor. And that is what has to happen there. Keratin will develop in the teat gland and actually seal the teat end. However, some farmers are using what we call teat sealant products out there. There are several commercial products out there that actually coat the teat end itself and actually seal the teat so a bacteria cannot grow into the back, into the teat end as well. The question of treating cows here, there is called blanket, which means every teat gets a tube of antibiotic in it, or we call selected treatment, which means that based on the history of the cow, somatic cell counts, and history of mastitis, we only treat those quarters that may be at risk at this stage. You looked at a Finnish report here looking at 2017 DHI data. There's 715 dairy farms, and 78% of those Finnish dairy farms are using selective dry cow treatment. 13% were treating all cows. 9% were not using anything at all. And that certainly is a good strategy, Bill, if there is no somatic cell count here as well. We looked at 35% were using teat sealants, and 95% were gradually drying off these cows. About 87% were changing ration energy densities to try to reduce milk production in cows as well. So our take-home message here is dry period is important for lactating dairy cows with the risk of mastitis. Trying to get milk production below 45 pounds a day, either by gradually reducing milk numbers or changing diets here. And gradual milk appeared to be the superior in this Finnish study as well. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The world has a glut of milk on its hands. What does this mean for U.S. dairy exports in 2026? Well, Lee Milkey will join us Monday and talk about it with Lucas Feast, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank. Listen for that here on our Milkey Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.